episode of Sister Speak True Blood.
Hello, I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And we are here with Miss Shalita.
Yay!
Our Sister Speak correspondent that's on the front line getting us the most awesome stories and sound bites from our favorite stars.
That's right.
Welcome, Miss Shalita.
Hi, everybody. Hi, sisters.
Hi. We're so happy you could join us.
Yay.
I'm so excited. I've been nervous all day. Well, since you sent me the message on Twitter. I'm so excited.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous. Okay.
We're just talking.
Before we start with like our Comic-Con questions and stuff, let me ask, how's your mom doing?
She's doing okay. I'll be heading over there tomorrow to see her. And usually, like, I saw her earlier in the week, and she's doing okay. She doesn't talk much, but that's because all the other folks there are noisy, so she just stays quiet.
That's always good. Well, you tell her the sisters say we are thinking about her.
Will do.
Okay. All right. What we want to know is, how many cons have you been to?
I'm not even sure anymore. Because I started going years ago, but I was thinking, like, oh, yeah, I forgot I did that one, too. I started probably back in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm finally getting the hang of it now. But I remember I took my niece to one when she was 6. She's 20 now.
Wow.
But she was good. She doesn't really like that stuff anymore. But at the time, she was so adorable. She's like, oh, can we go see so-and-so? Can we see so-and-so?
Well, now, how often do you go, like, in a 12-month period?
Well, I just found last year the one in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is like 30 minutes away. So they do it twice a year.
Okay, so you go to that one twice a year.
Yeah, and they have the big one in Philadelphia in the summer. So I go to that one.
Ooh, wow.
What's the farthest that you've traveled to get to a con?
Probably North Jersey, because I went to one at Secaucus, New Jersey for Angel. The series Buffy, so probably that one.
Wow!
And how far away is that?
I live in Philadelphia, so it was like Secaucus is right outside New York City.
Wow!
How far does it take to get there?
That was a while ago. I don't remember because I would never drive that way again.
Oh no! I just have no concept of how far apart everything is.
Yeah,
over on the East Coast, so. To me, it feels like it would take you, like, all day to get to New York.
No, probably. It's been a while, so I've honestly never actually driven to New York City because I refuse to drive there. But that probably took a couple of hours, maybe about 2-3 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad. We do that just going down to Austin.
Yeah, that's a 3 hour.
From Dallas, so you know. All right.
Not too bad.
Well, now, let me ask you, Ms. Shalita, which one of the cons did you like or have you liked the best?
Probably,
or do you have a favorite?
Yeah, probably Monster Mania in Cherry Hill just because it's more personable.
Oh.
So you can run into folks at the restaurants or see them at the elevator, and they're very nice about giving you hugs and getting pictures and that kind of thing. So that's pretty cool. Plus, I have friends who come down from New York who stay at the hotel for that one. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wow.
More fun when you have friends there.
Yeah.
Now, what con have you not been to that you'd like to go to? Because I know I can answer. I haven't been to any cons at all. Ever.
Me either.
So,
but I would like to.
I would love to.
I would love to go to Dragon Con in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta, yes.
Wow.
Because they have everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them.
And a lot, yes. I heard that one's one of the big, it's getting almost as big as Comic Con.
Yeah. So that.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's
a
there you go. Well, yeah.
Well, I think Atlanta is the same distance as California from Dallas. It's still a long-ass drive.
Yeah.
Now,
do you ever want to go to Comic-Con?
My friend Kayla, who went to Parafest with me, she's been.
Yeah,
she's actually been. She's like, I was in the same room with Skarsgård.
See, I'm a Trekkie, so I would like a Star Trek convention.
I've done those, too. I've met Counselor Troy. Oh. And Avery Brooks, that man's voice.
I love Captain Sisko.
Oh, yes, we did.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Last year's Philly Comic-Con had all 5 captains. So it was
my goodness.
It was Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, Captain Sisko, Captain Janeway, and the last one was Scott Bakula. I can't remember his name. I didn't watch
that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. But I didn't like Janeway either. But did anybody ask Avery Brooks, what is he doing now? I mean, I don't see him in no movies or nothing.
Well, I know he was teaching at Rutgers, which isn't that far from here. My sister went there back in the 80s. Okay. So she might have actually had him as a professor.
Wow.
But he had a CD that he was selling his vocal silence, which that voice, oh my goodness, I loaned it to a coworker. I ain't seen it since.
Wow.
See, I
get my CD back.
Thank you. Now, on to the con that you just went to recently and got us these awesome pictures and voice audio files. What was that con called?
That was Parafest. That was my first time going. I think it was their first one.
Oh, really?
I had never heard of it before. I just lucked upon it online. I was like, ooh, what's this? Oh, wait, that's not too far. Yeah.
What was the name of it?
Parafest.
Parafest.
Yeah, it was like a half of the sci-fi horror con and half a paranormal, like Ghost Hunters con.
I get it. Okay. Wow.
Cool. So that's why I did, you know, the Walking Dead and True Blood
and all that together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They were supposed to have more True Blood people, but Sam is filming a movie in Pittsburgh, so he couldn't go. And then Russell, he's on American Horror Story this season, which I don't even recognize him. So he was filming, so he couldn't go.
Oh, King Russell's my favorite.
I know. I want to see him so bad.
Uh-huh.
He's been on American Horror Story since the beginning.
He wasn't on last season, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't at the Asylum.
Okay.
I would like to see Angela Bassett, but I can't take that horror stuff.
It could get kind of creepy, but she looks fabulous in the promos.
She does.
Yeah, I've seen the commercials where all those girls was walking in with them hats on, witch hats on.
It might not be too bad since it's Coven, you know? It's
maybe. Maybe I'll watch one or two.
I know I couldn't hang with the Asylum.
The Asylum got, that was some gross stuff in the Asylum. That was worse than the first one.
Yeah.
That was gory. Yeah.
The first one I could stand, but this one, oh no.
Yeah, the Asylum got real gory with that doctor and his experiments. Oh yeah, that was, yeah. Not for the faint-hearted at all.
Well, now let me ask you, what cons are you looking forward to going, like, for the remainder of this year?
I would have liked to have gone to the New York Comic Con, which I think is next month, but you have to get your tickets well in advance because they sell out.
Wow.
But the problem is that they don't announce the good guests to the end, so my friends and I are so mad because two of them live up there, so they are really upset because not only are they going to have some Game of Thrones people, which I've never seen.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Ron and the Hound. I'm like, what? Are you kidding?
Oh, wow.
But they were sold out. And then Tara's going to be there from True Blood. I'm like, with Kristen Bauer, with Pam. I'm like, the two of them together? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
And now half the cast of The Walking Dead, including Tyrese and Rick.
Okay.
I don't see everybody else but them.
Tyrese.
But you know what? I've been watching the promos of The Walking Dead. I don't know if Tyrese makes it, though.
I know, but he's a pretty big guy. He could probably fight off that swarm of walkers around him. I'm worried about his sister. I think something happens to her.
See, that's what I think, because he's crying in one of the promos.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. He is crying.
He's crying,
Oh, Lord. I can't wait.
What was it like when you met Pam? And you know, of course, I don't have their real names. Kristen Bauer, I know, but Sheriff Dearborn, I don't know his real name.
I had to think about his, too. William Sanderson.
William Sanderson.
Yeah.
So, was it like, did they have like a, I know that I saw a video that you posted on YouTube where they were asking questions or answering questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Did you have an autograph session with them, or how did you get to meet them and take pictures and get an audio file?
Okay, well, this one, since this was a small one and it wasn't real crowded, this is the first con I have been to in years where there was no lines.
Wow.
Because it was so small, nobody had really heard of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we basically was one person in front of us for Kristen Bauer, and nobody for Sheriff Dearborn.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so it was like, so it was so easy to get to know. Now, I think there must be something in their contracts that if the show is either actively filming or they're actively on the show, they're not allowed to say much outside of authorized press things. Because she told me the same thing about that Carl did at the other one, but she's an adult, though. Carl's like, you know, I don't want to get in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
And his dad's probably not like, you know, Hollywood savvy. You know, he's like, no, we don't want to get in trouble. So, but that's why she just says hi. So for her, she just did a quick thing. But everybody else, because they're either been killed off or what have you,
they were okay with longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? Yeah, that's interesting though, and that makes sense too.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I guess so, but then that doesn't help the little person who wants to get like a little interview with them or something.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Go through the HBO machine. Obviously.
Well, even HBO's not as bad as AMC. Like, AMC for Monster Mania, which has... I missed the first one they had with The Walking Dead, where they apparently had the entire cast. That was before I was going.
Uh-huh.
But the AMC is so pervasive with that now that they couldn't even call their... they had a Q&A, a huge Q&A last... I think that was last winter. And they couldn't even call it The Walking Dead Q&A. They had to call it something else because AMC had the trademark rights to the name The Walking Dead.
Oh, my goodness.
And they couldn't give it to him for, like, one day?
I know.
Wow.
That is just silly.
That is. And plus, that'd be good promo for them.
Exactly.
You I mean.
Think.
Yeah. Wow. But that one was huge because that had Michonne, Herschel, Merle, T-Dog, Oscar, Axel, Sophia. Let's see. Who else was there? Daryl wasn't at that one. Yeah, because I've seen all the cast, basically. It's easy to say. I have not seen Rick. I have not seen Lori. I have not seen Tyrese.
Hmm.
I've not seen the governor.
Oh. He'd be good.
Yeah.
He'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody
Ooh,
else,
yeah.
I have either seen a Q&A with them, but I didn't get a chance to go to their table, or I actually got to their table.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Well, I know we really appreciate it.
Yes.
It is so awesome.
Oh, I don't mind. I wish I had thought of this when they had that big one with The Walking Dead, though they probably also probably would have given me the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. But
you were able
I have a friend. She does interviews now. She interviewed Merle for a website. I forgot the name of the website. Highlight Hollywood or something. But at the time, we didn't know Merle was dead.
Right.
Yeah, because we had no idea. We're asking all these questions. Like, oh, we can't. Cause I think this was either during the winter hiatus or sometime around before he dies on the show. So we were all, you know, real happy about him being back, and we had no idea that was coming. And of course,
wow.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, I bet they're sworn to secrecy for that.
Oh,
yeah.
They'd have
yeah.
to mm-hmm. They'd have
That'd
to be.
That would be awesome. Well, you have inspired me to, like, start looking into these concerts. I don't ever hear about them, so I think you just have to actively go look.
Oh, yeah. There's always the big ones, like Wizard World does the Philly ones. So they probably have a Dallas one.
Yeah, I bet they have something in Texas.
There is a Dallas con, and I think I never hear about it until the day of or the day before or something.
Okay, well, usually there's still tickets, but the New York one, for whatever reason, even before they announced the big ticket people, it sells out. Because, like, when we looked at it, it was sold out for Saturday and Sunday, but we're like, oh, we can go on Friday. Before we even got there together, Friday sold out.
So, wow.
Goodness.
Well, but everybody probably wants to go to New York, though.
Yeah, and they probably get more people because it is New York, yeah.
Yeah, because of the location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we get good folks down here, though, too, so I was very happy with who we get.
Awesome.
Awesome. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
so you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, I need to go just so that I can hug up on some of them cute
stars.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shalita. We will be playing all of the audio clips that she got for us for Sister Speak and our family. On the podcast, so stay tuned for those. And Shalita, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shalita.
Oh, thank you. You guys have the best podcast out there.
Yay!
Yeah, I wish you did Scandal, but I know you don't like it, Sister J. That's the only non-Sister Speak podcast I listen to.
I would love to do Scandal too, but Sister J will not have it.
No, I'm not having it.
She will Mm-mm. not have it. Maybe I can get Sister El Marie or Sister A to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe
somebody.
So. Well, the only non-Sister Speak podcast I listen to, Buzz, was it Buzz TV one? They do a good Scandal one.
Oh, yeah, the After Buzz?
After Buzz, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all the other ones suck. The ones for the other shows are horrible.
Probably because they got some people that are real on that show. Okay.
Yeah. But the Scandal one is good. The Game of Thrones one sucks. sucked. Off. It was terrible. It was so boring. I turned it off. So that's why I always tell everybody, if you want to listen to a podcast, you got to listen to you guys.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yes, we love it. Thank you so much, Lita.
You're welcome. Okay. And thank you for this being awesome.
We look forward to all of your other cons that you end up going to.
Yes.
And, when we make it to one, we'll definitely be sharing and making, we're going to put our Shalita hat on and be bold.
Okay.
Well, I think that is it for now. Again, thank you so much to Shalita. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister J.
And I'm Shalita. Thanks.
See you next time.
Hi, this is Jessica Clark, Lilith on True Blood. Drink the blood. Drink all.
Hi, Sister Speak. This is Bud Dearborn, a.k.a. William Sanderson. I played a self-repeating old boar sheriff, but I had a lot of fun and I kept the money. I'm standing here with two beautiful women.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your man Vincent M. Ward from the hit show The Walking Dead as the character Oscar, and from True Blood, Hollis. I'm here on Sister Speaks. What's happening with y'all?
Hi, Sister Speak Podcast. It's Kristen Bauer.
Hey, sisters. It's Shalita from Philly. It's time for humans to bite back.
Hi, sisters and Sister Speak Podcast family. This is Toya from Delaware. It's time for humans to bite back.
Hello, sisters. This is another Bill from Costa Mesa, California, also known as the future Mr. K. Hello. It's time for humans to bite back.
Hey, this is Jackie from the San Francisco Bay Area, and it's time for humans to bite back.
Hey, what's up? This is Brother Ray from St. Louis, and you've reached the Sister Speak Podcast, home of the strongest, sexiest, and most intelligent viewers, as we stand united, because it's time we humans bite back.
Hello, sisters. This is Paris from Mobile, Alabama, and it's time for humans to bite back.
This is Niambi, a Philly girl hailing from Virginia. It's time for the humans to bite back.
Welcome to Sister Speak Podcast of True Blood. This is Bunny from New York, and all I have to say is, it's time for humans to bite back.
Hey, sisters, it's Jazzy from Ohio. It's time for humans to bite back.
This is Emily, and it's time for humans to bite back. Love you, sisters. Keep it up.
Nursey Poo 2K2 from Philly. Yo, it's time for humans to bite back. Arr!
Hi, this is Carol, Simplish in Seattle. It's time for humans to bite back.